Everybody has habits, good habits, bad habits, but sometimes they can get out of hand.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't your fault at all. No need to apologize.
Oh, yes, there is. You see, it's a habit of mine. I say I'm sorry to everything. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, because I've had that same habit for years.
You mean this is your habit? I must have stolen it. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, no. I was wrong to think I could keep it for myself. I'm the one who's sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
No, I told you I was sorry.
I'm not as sorry as me.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Look. I'm the one who was sorry here.
Guys, settle down.
Sorry.
We'll take a look at ways to stop a habit that's gotten out of control on today's visit to Odyssey USA.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey USA. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it. Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. Find out for yourself as you explore our side of the radio, Odyssey USA.
Hello there, it's me, Chris. Ready for another trip through Odyssey USA? I sure hope so, because today we're going to meet a girl named Joey Donovan and her friend Stephanie, who needs more help than Joey might be able to give her. That's because sometimes when someone you care about has a special need, it's hard to know exactly what the best thing to do might be. But with a little help from Whit, Joey's about to learn two important lessons about giving the kind of help that really counts. We'll see if you can pick them both out when Odyssey USA continues in just a moment. Don't go away. You've probably noticed by now that Wits End is a pretty special place, much more than just an ice cream parlor. There's Wits Inventions, all kinds of gadgets on display, a place for young inventors to invent, hundreds of books on every subject you can imagine, and the state's biggest electric train set, complete with real train sounds. And today, the engineer sitting at the controls is a girl named Joey Donovan, and she's doing a pretty good job, don't you think? Whoa! Maybe I better back away from these tracks.
Okay, Joey, now bring old number 7 out of the roundhouse.
Number 7? That old clunker?
Well, sure. Now we've got a train all put together and ready to go. A good long one, too. Now, we'll just hitch her up to old number 7 and give her a good run.
I'm telling you, Mr. Whittaker, that engine's had it. Every time we bring it out, something terrible happens.
Nonsense. Old number 7 was the first locomotive in this layout. It's like an old friend. You can't just give up on it.
Okay, whatever you say. Here it comes.
All right, then. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Throttle her up. Look at that. She made that turn nicely, didn't she? Joey, switch her to the main track.
Are you sure you want to do that? All the other trains are running, too. The Northern's right behind.
Joey?
Here goes nothing.
Look at her go while she went through that switch like a champ. She's taking the turns. She's taking the hills. Just watch her slip through this tunnel.
Where'd it go?
Something's wrong. Shut it down. Pull the plug.
Oh, no. The Northern's coming up behind.
Well, pull the plug on that, too, before we have a major collision.
I tried to tell you, Mr. Whittaker. Old number 7, it's just too old and worn out. You ought to just throw it away.
Well, I'm kind of old and worn out, too, Joey. You want to throw me away while you're at it?
No, you're not worn out.
Just old, is that it?
You know what I mean.
Come on, I'm just kidding around. But I do think you're giving up too easily here. You don't throw a perfectly good piece of equipment away just because it turns out to have a couple of bugs in it.
Hey, Whit, there's this guy on the phone who wants... What a mess! Who wrecked all the trains?
A couple of bugs.
Did I miss something?
Bugs.
Anyway, the other train came crashing into the back of it. It'll take days to get it all working again.
Well, Whit'll get it working. I don't know how, but he will. Here you go, Joey. A Diet Cola? Oh, and Stephanie, sounds like your pizza's ready.
These little pizzas are great. I wish I had an oven like that at home. One of the kids that hangs around here invented it. He and Mr. Whitaker.
Really? Can you make me another one?
Wait, you haven't even finished that one yet.
And it's your third.
I was gonna take one home. I bet my mom would like it. She could warm it up in the microwave.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Don't believe her, Connie. She'll stuff it in her face before she gets out the door.
Leave me alone, Bobby.
I don't think she ever gets full. Just fatter.
Okay, that's enough, Bobby.
Let's stuff Steph. Let's stuff Steph.
Geez, Stephanie, I'm really sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. I'm used to it.
Well, even so... Do you want me to wrap that up for you?
That's okay. Just give it to me like it is.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
You know what, Joey?
What?
I'm no shrink, but I'll tell you this. There goes a girl who needs some help.
Need some help here?
I can't reach that book up there.
Which one?
Top shelf, the third one from the left.
The blue one?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's see here. Dr. Guttlacher's Guide to Diet and Nutrition. Good book.
It's for a friend.
I especially like the part about the digestive glands. Great stuff.
Thanks.
Harley's the name. Officer David Harley, Odyssey Police Department.
I'm Joy Donovan.
Can you prove that?
Huh?
Never mind.
Are you looking for a book, too?
Huh? A book? Me? Nah, I'm on duty. Can't read on duty, you know. Well, actually, I can read. Just not books, that's all. Unless, of course, I'm booking somebody. Better believe I'm going to read that. So, you've got a friend that needs to go on a diet, huh?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Keen instincts, honed to razor sharpness by years of police training and field experience. Besides, you told me a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, you've come to the right place.
I know. Mr. Whitaker's got books on almost everything.
No, no. I mean me. You're talking to the man who discovered the Harley Diet.
The Harley Diet?
Oh, you've heard of it?
No.
Oh. Well, I developed it back at the academy to help a cadet with a weight problem.
How does it work?
Well, you eat a normal meal, anything you ordinarily eat.
Yes.
Then you go back and get seconds on everything. Especially the goopy stuff. Then you have a big dessert.
You call that a diet? Nobody could lose weight if they ate like that.
Well, of course they couldn't. That's the beauty of it. Why, that cadet was up to the weight limit in no time.
You mean he was trying to gain weight?
Well, sure. You should have seen him before I got to him. Looked like a beanpole with a billy club.
But my friend's trying to lose weight. Lots of it.
Lose weight, eh? Oh, well, not to worry. I've got a plan for that, too. It's all covered in the Harley Diet. Here's what you do. Eat anything you want, but before you dig in, soak it all in green food coloring.
What does that do?
Huh? Oh, one of two things. Either it makes you so sick to look at it, you feed it to your dog, or you eat it, your stomach takes a look at it, sees that it's green, and thinks it's a vegetable. Either way, bam-o, you got it covered.
That sounds, interesting.
Thank you.
But you see, I don't know if my friend would stick to a diet, any diet. I don't even think she wants to go on a diet.
Oh, well, that's different. Why don't you say so? What you want to do is kind of help her get started, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I got just the thing. The NFL diet.
NFL? Like the football league?
Yeah. Every time she reaches for food, you tackle her.
I get it. Don't let her eat.
Exactly. But back off if she goes for something like lettuce or bran.
Why?
Well, they're good for her, for one thing.
What else?
There's a 10-yard penalty for unnecessary roughage.
Hi, Stephanie. Mind if I sit here?
It's not my cafeteria. Anybody can eat here.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
I was thinking about yesterday at Wits End. All the things Bobby was saying to you.
Bobby's a creep.
I know, but it got me thinking. Have you ever tried, a diet or something?
Is that any of your business? Do I go around asking you about your personal life?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad. I was just trying to help.
Do you think I like looking like this? Of course I've tried diets. I've tried every diet you can name. But sooner or later, I just give up. None of them do any good.
That's just what I thought. It's hard to stay on a diet all by yourself. That's why I was thinking, if you'd let me, maybe I could help.
You'd do that for me?
Sure.
Why? What's in it for you?
Nothing. Does there have to be something in it for me? I'd just like to do it, that's all.
What would you do exactly?
Just hang around with you, and when you feel like eating something, I'll help you resist the temptation.
I don't know.
Hey, if you don't want me to, I'll just go.
No, don't go. We can try it, if you really want to.
All right. Now, first thing is, everything on this tray's gotta go.
Hey, those were my burritos! What am I supposed to have for lunch?
Here, I saved you an apple.
That's it? Just an apple? No caramel or anything?
Oh, we'll be back with more from Odyssey USA in just a moment. And now, back to Wits End for more of Odyssey USA.
Connie, how quick can you make one of those little pizzas?
About 2 minutes. But you don't want one, do you? I thought you were on a diet.
Connie, please. You don't know what I've been through.
Well...
You've got to hurry. Joey's in the bathroom. I'm not sure how long I have.
All right. You know, I was surprised that you got clear up to the counter without Joey trying to throw you to the floor.
It's terrible. Every time I get near any kind of food, she gets crazy. She won't let me eat anything.
So, look at the bright side. You are losing weight, right?
Well, not exactly. I gained a pound.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, boy, that was fast. I'll check and see if it's done.
Stephanie, I heard that bell. Stephanie, don't!
Hi, Connie. Time for afternoon patrol.
Officer Harley, stop her. She's trying to steal a pizza.
Huh, what? Freeze, police! Okay, young lady, back away slowly. Go for the cheese and you've had it.
What's all the commotion out here?
Huh? Oh, hi, Whit. Caught the suspect committing a 414.
What's a 414?
Grand Theft Mozzarella.
She wasn't stealing anything. She never had a chance to pay.
David, let her go. This has all been a big misunderstanding. Now, put that gun away.
Gun? What gun? This is a cucumber. I came in for lunch. What do you think afternoon patrol is all about, anyway? And let this be a lesson to all of you, including me. Yeah.
Joey, I think you owe us an explanation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I had to think fast. Stephanie was about to eat that pizza. I didn't have any lunch.
Well, pizza's the last thing you need.
If you had your way, girl, it'd be the last thing I ever got.
What's that supposed to mean?
You said you were going to help me. I didn't think you'd try to starve me.
Girl,
besides, you're getting weird about this whole thing.
Please,
I'm getting weird?
Yeah, I could have been shot just now.
My. By Officer Harley?
Yeah, by Officer Harley.
Well, maybe shooting's the only way to get you to stop eating.
Ladies,
if you want to stay fat, that's fine. Just don't come crying to me.
Oh.
Don't worry about that. I'm getting out of here.
Great. That's what I get for trying to help somebody.
You were trying to help her?
Well, yeah, but it didn't work.
Just like old number seven, huh? If it doesn't work exactly right the first time, toss it out.
No, it wasn't like that.
All right, then. Why don't you tell me what it was like? Walk with me back to my workshop, and you can start at the beginning.
That Stephanie must be addicted to food, just like some people are addicted to drugs.
Well, that's very observant of you, and from the sound of it, you're probably right.
That's why I thought if I could just get her started, she could learn to just say no, the same way the TV commercials say about drugs.
A very noble idea, Joey, but wrong, and a little dangerous. For Stephanie, anyway.
Dangerous?
See, just saying no is good advice for people who want to avoid getting in trouble with an addiction in the first place. But once you're hooked, there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, it's not like somebody's holding her down and forcing all this food into her face.
Joey, if you really want to help Stephanie, you've got to start looking past the what and see the why.
Huh?
Well, let me put it another way. You're not going to get anywhere trying to change her behavior until you figure out what's causing the problem in the first place.
The problem is she eats like a horse. Two horses.
You see, that's the what. That's what shows on the surface. Now, what about the why?
What about it?
What is it in Stephanie's life that makes her feel the need to eat that way? What do you know about her family? Does she get along with her parents?
I don't really know her that well.
Maybe one of them has a problem with overeating or maybe drinking or drugs. Did you ever think of that?
No.
Well, don't feel too bad. This is kind of grown-up stuff for you. But unfortunately, the way the world is today, it's a lesson you need to learn early. Say, look what I got over here.
Old number 7.
You were ready to retire this old workhorse, remember?
Yeah.
Well, I want you to take a look at something. You see this right here?
You mean that little screw? What is it?
It's a little screw, but it also controls how far the front wheels can turn. Now, one of our well-meaning engineers must have tightened it up by mistake. So when old number 7 went into that tunnel and tried to make that curve, the wheels couldn't turn far enough. That's why she jumped the track.
All that because of a little screw?
Exactly. Now, number 7 would have ended up a scrap if all I had said was this engine causes wrecks, because that was just the what. I didn't solve the problem till I started looking for the why.
I think I get your point, Mr. Whittaker. I shouldn't give up on Stephanie just because she's got a screw loose.
Oh, I wouldn't put it quite that way, but yes, that's the general idea.
And I should learn to accept her as she is, even if she does eat too much.
Whoa, now slow down. I wouldn't go that far. What your friend is doing is wrong. She's hurting herself. You can't let her keep on doing that.
I don't know how to stop her.
Why don't you tell her so? She'll love hearing you admit you don't have all the answers, and then just be her friend. When she's ready, she'll tell you where the hurt is. Then you can see about tending to it.
I don't know, Mr. Whittaker. Who knows when she'll really open up to me? Maybe she never will. Just doesn't seem like that's doing enough.
That's because it isn't. We got to keep praying for her. That's the most important thing we can do. You see, the Lord can use us in a lot of ways, but only He can change somebody on the inside. And that's where Stephanie needs it most. Why don't you start?
Start what?
Praying. There's no time like the present, so they say.
Yeah. Okay. Dear God, please help Stephanie with her problem. Her real problem, whatever it is. And if you can use me, Lord, to help her somehow, then I'm ready. Hey, Mr. Whittaker, should I open up the throttle on number 7?
Let her rip, Joey.
All right! Joey!
Hi, Stephanie. Just a minute.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Bobby, why don't you take over the controls for Joey, okay?
Let me at him!
All right. Let me get out of the way first. So what did your mom say?
You're not going to believe this. She said we could all go see the counselor together. You know, for the first time over these last few weeks, I've started feeling like things are really going to get better in my family. It's like, I don't know.
A miracle?
Yeah, kind of. And you want to hear about another miracle?
Sure.
7 pounds.
What?
7 pounds. That's how much weight I've lost so far.
Really?
Way to go, 7!
Thanks, Bobby.
What are you talking about, Stephanie?
I think you meant the train. You know, old number 7.
Right, sure. I knew that.
Stephanie sure is lucky to have a friend like Joey, isn't she? Because Joey learned those 2 important lessons I talked about at the beginning of the program. Do you remember what they are? The first is to think about the reason for the problem, and not just the problem itself. The second lesson is the most important, And that is that only God can make the real changes happen. And that's why the best thing we can do for a friend is to bring them before the Lord in prayer. You know, in the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark, there's a story about a crippled man whose friends brought him before Jesus, the hard way. Jesus was speaking in a house in Capernaum, and these men knew that if they could get their paralyzed friend to Jesus, he'd be healed. It was their only chance. But the place was packed. The crowd even spilled outside the door. Did they give up? These men were real friends. They went up on top of the house, stretcher and all, and chipped away at the roof until they made a hole big enough, you guessed it, to lower their friend on ropes and land him right at Jesus' feet. And the Bible says that Jesus healed the man because of the faith of his friends. Do you have any friends like that? Friends who take you to Jesus? In prayer, that is. If you have a friend who's really prayed for you, why not write and tell me about them? Just jot down the whole story in your own words and send it to me here in Odyssey, USA. Maybe I'll have a chance to talk about your friend here on the air. Addictions Can Be Habit-Forming was written, produced, and directed by Steve Harris. Our engineer was Bob Luttrell. And I'm Chris Lansdowne. I hope you'll spend some time with us next week exploring Odyssey, USA.